Hello and welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. My name is Toby. I'm one of the hosts and the editor of the show. I just wanted to put out a little pre-warning on these first couple of episodes. We didn't have the right equipment yet, and I was learning the ins and outs to recording. I can't say that we're professionals in any way, shape, or form, but I believe the quality of our show is getting better. So please stick with us through these first three or four episodes when we only had one microphone, and we were a little recording shy. I hope you stick around and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to the Secret Transmission Podcast, discussing conspiracies, paranormal, and the strange.
Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Secret Transmission Podcast. I am your host, Toby, and alongside with me are some of my friends,
Cade,
Tyler,
and Kristen.
On this episode, we are going to be talking about the weird signals transmitted on shortwave radios. Most people call them number stations. Not a whole lot is known about what the number stations are. There's a lot of popular belief that these number stations are actually transmissions for spies to send messages to each other with a one-time pad. This one-time pad is just a decoding pad, and they can usually use the numbers and decode the message. And it can't ever be cracked by anyone else. I have some examples. This is the first one, and it is called the 8-note rising and falling scale. Okay, so that one started during the Cold War and is currently inactive. What language do you think it is?
It's German.
You think it's German?
I'm positive you said it's German.
You know some of the numbers that
yeah.
It was? So what were some of the numbers?
I didn't get the first one, but then it was 7880924.
What did you think, Tyler? Gibberish?
I think it sounds like a bunch of garbled up, like just the after of whatever radios, you know, all mixed together.
You don't think it is kind of hard to hear, but do you not think that it's just it could be the frequency was wrong or something, and that's why it doesn't sound as clear as it could? I don't know anything about shortwave radios, really. I mean, can a shortwave radio broadcast better, like more clear?
It really just depends on what you have set.
Right. Okay. Do you want to hear another one?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. This next one is called faders.
Thank you.
started between the Cold War to early 2000s. It could still be active, and it was last heard May 2001. No one's heard it since then. Is there any way... there was no words in it. Is there any way that that could be some kind of, like, reverse Morse code? Like, you know, instead of beeps and stuff, like, is there any way that there could be something?
We do... In the Navy, we do not use anything like that.
Okay.
Nor would I think that would be an effective way of communicating.
Right. It would be too hard to decipher, you think?
Even like a helicopter.
Yeah, it does sound like a helicopter. So, any thoughts of what it could be?
It sounds like, you know, it could be, you know, anything from, like, trouble, like, transmitting out, like, a certain signal.
Right.
Or it could be a high key.
Okay.
Someone just holding, like, a key, like, constantly pressed down.
Oh, okay.
And it could just be catching noise around it from equipment.
So someone could be playing on their phone, playing Simpsons Tapped Out, and then throw their phone on the keyboard, and it just holds the button down?
They found the guy from the dude who's in the basement.
Pretty much. So, it happens all the time.
Okay. All right, well, this this next one is called The Crackle. Is currently active and first heard interfering with weather stations.
How would it interfere with weather stations?
I think it's literally, it's just like lost transmissions. Like, I just think that it's just something that.
But
it's like static on a radio station now.
It was first heard interfering with weather stations. You don't think that someone was trying to get through and talk to someone?
No, I just think that.
But it was it's a constant thing.
Yeah, but I think those radio stations, I mean, they're poorly made. They're not like they're high-tech to begin with. It was back there in the Cold War. So it could easily, when you're bouncing off of those towers, any interruption, period, is going to make a weird noise.
That right noise.
I just think it's popular because
right.
People want to hear something in it. So
well,
they can sit there and listen to it.
And a lot of these do. They just sound like noise, but, I mean, they're very popular with the enthusiasts that record these and study these, and some are just noises, but a lot of people think that there's something with them, like they're trying to communicate and that they're trying to send messages. You still say that that's a hot key?
I still say it's a hot key. It sound that crackling, you know, that's the sound it always makes when we press down any kind of radio.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the next one is the wop wop.
Dubstep.
Was first reported in 2002 and is currently active. It's suspected to be a coastal radar in France. It changes frequencies every hour to 30 minutes.
Yeah. Sounds just like phones put together, like reverse speaker to
talkie
mic.
Part.
Yeah,
the talkie part.
The talkie part.
Yeah, it does sound like
just
that.
Like a straight echo.
It yeah, like an echo's back. Echo.
Yeah.
Like, it's just just bouncing, yeah, it's stuck in a constant loop of echo-ness.
Well, are some of these stations, are they just left on constantly?
Yes, they're just, it's just a constant go.
So that's just what their background noise is.
But every 30 minutes it changes frequency. 30 minutes to an hour. It's different.
But is that not because it's hitting somewhere else, maybe, or that could be another tower.
Like, you know, they change like an encryption on something,
right?
Every 30 minutes, you know, just it changes the backbeat they would give.
But why can't it be something like it's a marker when you hear the frequency change? Attack! I mean, why can't it be something like that? It could be that, right?
If it's changing every 30 minutes.
Well, that's a lot of attacks. It's a lot of attacking. I mean,
tactical.
It's they're very offensive. Well,
maybe
okay,
it's reminding someone to take their medicine.
Yeah. Oh shit, the signals change. I gotta take my medicine.
I don't hear it anymore. Okay, I gotta take my medicine.
I'm not insane. Oh, wait a minute. There it is. There's a womp womps. And the crackle.
And the crackle.
Okay, so this next one is called the Three Note Oddity. Active since the Cold War and has been inactive since 2005. It's the Three Note Oddity.
What does inactive mean?
Inactive? What is
I mean, like, it just disappears?
Yeah, or? Like, it's just gone. Like, it, no one hears it anymore, no one reports it anymore.
But if they're constantly reflected, why would it disappear?
I'd say people build, and then that's not...
Yeah, I mean, someone stopped sending this transmission out. It's gone.
So someone's been around from the Cold War to and it's not be there
do what?
Shut this radio off.
Do what?
So someone's been around since the Cold War.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they're weird is because.
Do they constantly hear it or does it just play?
It just plays, and sometimes there's a message, just like that at the very end of it. There was a small message. I don't know if those were numbers. I don't know what those were, but. It's just constant.
Well, remember the SOS on Lost? It was kind of like that. It just played and played out into nowhere, and then they picked it up when they got to the island. It's kind of like that.
Well, yeah, yeah. I think that's what Lost pulled all the number station stuff from. Like, the number that Hurley knows and stuff.
See,
yes, that's all pulling off the number station
stuff.
It's
fucking crazy, and that show is awesome, so.
In the movie I Am Legend, he has that constant radio transmit, too.
Yeah,
it's...
Well, and that's because it's an emergency broadcast, is what he's looking. He's waiting for someone to broadcast to him, and all that. Do you want to hear another one?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the Cold War.
It sounds like the Cold War.
Yeah.
Well,
it could be because you know they had all kinds of agents and over in America, like spying. And
right,
like
and that's
that.
What
I mean,
a lot of people believe that these are messages, like to spies and stuff. That way. Anyone can be listening to it, and there's a one-time pad that you can use to write down the information. You know what the code stands for, so you can write down and decode it, and then you throw away the paper, eat it, it explodes on a after 5 minutes of looking at it or whatever.
I definitely believe that could be something they would have done.
Right, and that's what's weird, is a lot of them have the numbers like that, but then some of them, they're just tones, and they're attack tones. That's my theory, and I'm sticking.
I don't think they're attacking.
They're attacking every 30 minutes to an hour.
I think they're just saying their tones are just saying, "Look, this is active still."
Maybe
these are the numbers. This
or
is, you know,
whenever
you,
the tone switch, it awakens a sleeper agent.
So there's a sleeper agent waking up every 30 minutes
to
an hour.
Or like,
that's just as good
or
as the attacks.
Ones, you know, like the straight beep where it's like 72 hours and then it like changes. Maybe that's. What it is.
Ooh.
Beep. Oh.
I'm awake. The next one is the pip.
Да,
That one was active since the late 90s. Sometimes has a rare voice message from either a Russian male or female. So people know that it's Russian. So what do you think it is? The pip?
It's a Russian man.
It's a Russian man. Well, I mean, what is he doing? I mean, is he?
I don't know.
He's ordering lunch.
Didn't sound like numbers. Sound like he was talking.
Well, we don't know Russian numbers.
Well, won't we Google?
What would he be saying?
And how long has this one been going?
It sounds like somebody
that one's been going since the 90s, I think is what it said.
The 90s.
Yeah, the 90s. And it's sometimes a male, sometimes a female. And it's very rare.
To me, it sounds like somebody who's just like telling somebody like flat, like it's okay to land almost.
Sound
like, oh, Long Johnson. That's why I started laughing.
The next one they call the slot machine. It's not funny, it's scary. That one started in early 2000 and is suspected to be a Japanese Navy thing. What do you think about that?
You naval man.
Yeah, Navy boy.
I have worked alongside the Japanese Navy and I have never heard of it.
They just like their slots, man.
Ding-a-ling.
I think the Japanese are smart people and using random noises to communicate.
Why, exactly. They're so smart that they can just play noises and they're like, oh, I know the code.
It's unconventional.
It's unconventional. I think that that's actually...
Hibachi at 350.
I believe that that's just the new J-pop band and that's like techno. Yeah? The next one is... Drums and trumpets.
None of these have had numbers.
Sounds jazzy.
Some of them do have numbers in them, jackass.
Like that Russian one at the very end.
Yeah, some of them have numbers, but these are popular
Where's
ones.
Where's the English man?
Started in post-Cold War, and it's been inactive since the 90s.
They didn't speak American.
They didn't speak American. Okay, this one is called Gongs and Chimes.
Dong.
Yes, Chinese.
We'll see. Listen to it, and then you can make your assumption, asshat. Started in the late 1970s and has been inactive since 1990.
Definitely unsettling to listen to. That was weird. It sounds some kind of cult shit.
Yeah, it does sound
the
very. It's very cult-like.
Have you seen As Above, So Below?
Uh-uh.
Oh my god, dude. You seen that? You know those people standing in that cave? I'm gonna shit myself when I saw that, dude. That was awful. That's what I thought of.
They make a noise like that?
It was just creepy. They're all standing there, like, staring at this one thing. And
could they
like,
be saying what he's saying?
Maybe. Ooh. I don't know the language. Wait, is French.
I don't know. That's pretty creepy.
Okay.
What if there was, like, a machine that could, like, pick up all these different... okay, it wouldn't be frequencies, but, like, each tone of gongs and chimes. You know what I mean? Like, each wavelength from, like... Okay, this, for instance.
That's what
you know how that's...
If you slow it down, that sometimes it can be something different.
Really?
Uh-huh, because if it's a different, like, the frequencies of it, if it's sped up, then it's something... Then it can be something different. It just depends on, like, if you know what kind of frequency to put it at. It sounds completely different.
Maybe that's what the numbers are. The code for telling what frequency to put at you to be able to understand it.
Whoa! You just blew my mind, man! Okay.
Think about it!
The next one. It's weird that you say backwards and stuff because they call this one the Backwards Music Station or Whales.
Are they trying to say that whales speak backwards?
Yeah. Maybe. So, Tyler, I'm calling you out on this one.
All right.
Because it's currently active, and I know you know what it is. That one's suspected to be a part of the United States Navy. Enigma ID XM. I don't know what that means, but it was said it, and I'm calling you out on it. Bitch. So what was that? Was it a... Come on.
Now, when they say that's used by the Navy,
it's suspected. You gotta realize a lot of this is
they could be getting that from a Navy ship, and it could be total like without encryption, it could sound like totally different. But
don't Navy ships have like underwater like
submarines?
submarines
stuff to record sound.
Don't they have like the wavelengths that come off of them that can sound like that, like the Dopplers? Do they have anything like that?
I've never heard anything like that on these on our radios. Which
I
wouldn't know.
Outside your own submarines, but
we have encrypted lines, and they could be sending something out. They could be picking it up without the encryption. It could be totally different, sounding. So I don't know what that sounds like because it encrypts it for us.
Right.
So if they're saying that comes from the Navy, that could be what they're talking about.
So now, which are you saying that some people to send messages to each other? You send an encrypted message, like, it could just... When it's the signal is sent to y'all, it decrypts it, and you can hear someone talking? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we send out the... We say what we need to say on a line or something.
Right.
It encrypts it, so no one else can get it until it goes to another Navy ship where it's decrypted there.
Oh, okay.
And then they can hear it.
Huh. Okay. So I have one more, and this one is the Chinese robot. This is the last one.
Boom, dong, wing, ding,
beep,
bang,
boop,
dong.
Boop, beep. It's a Chinese robot, so...
I am China bot.
Let me make your tennis shoes.
Yeah. There's not much history on this one. It still is active. It's believed to be Chinese air defense. It's actually a female voice in Chinese saying three numbers per second. The most popular belief is that this one belongs to a drug cartel.
Really?
So I don't know how they're communicating their messages with three numbers a second, but somehow a drug cartel is smart enough to figure all this out.
The numbers, are they consistent?
I don't know. I just have that small little recording of it.
Hmm. No batteries found?
I didn't write any of this down. I'm just telling you what I found. I don't want to encrypt the drug cartel's secrets. I'd be a national hero. I'd be a national dead hero. And chop off my head.
It says right here, Tyler, it says the underwater measurement of the sound from the ships.
Oh, for the
the vessel radiated noises.
She's talking about
not even antennas, are you? You're talking about underneath
the water. Underneath the water.
All
like
our rotors and stuff, yeah, they make noise. And
no, not that.
The freaking,
like, it's just like Doppler. That's
yeah, but no way a radio is going to be able to pick that up. I mean, yeah, the whales hear it all the time. They love swimming right next to us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the whales, like,
they love making
like
noises out there, too.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why it's due with the Navy, is because that was a whale one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the backwards.
Yeah, they're talking about radio. There's no way that would be picked up on radio.
No,
maybe
no,
whales can transmit radio
water,
waves.
You're saying
water,
you said
Navy
whales?
Yes, Navy whales can.
those little cameras.
They wear little sailor outfits, and they're very cute.
What is that? That one movie with that the guy, that Barney Fife guy, and it shows like those fish on the front of the cover, and they're like wearing glasses.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're crazy.
I'll have to look at it. So crazy. See, I just looked at it.
So,
right.
These number stations, they can be... There's a lot of theories. Some believe that they're spies. Some believe that they're still being... They're still active to give you false hope. No, not false hope. Like, false... what am I trying to say? Like, that... They're trying to make you believe that there's still agents out there and that they're still picking up codes.
Totally a conspiracy. There's people out there just listening to this shit all day long, so they're not worried about what the government's doing. They're just listening to whale noises, gongs, robots, and that's it. So they're distracted by all that, why everything else is being
No, no,
right
no.
Now.
They some people believe that the spies are long gone out of the country, but it's to give you the fear that there still are spies in your country.
No,
that's
they're
what
spies. They're just now they're called terrorists. Different words for it.
Well,
spies don't have to terrorize.
Yeah, spies don't have to terrorize. They just gather information. You're wanting destruction.
You're a terrorist.
So,
it
could be for drug cartels. It could be for sending information, or I guess it could just be random noise.
Broken transmissions.
Broken
I think that's what a lot of them are.
Hockey.
Hockey?
Hockey.
Oh, they said hockey. I was like, what?
Yeah, hockey people love it.
They're like, hell yeah. Now check him. That's all we have for now on Number Stations. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please follow us on Twitter at Secret Trans Pod, at SecretTransPod. You can also find us on SoundCloud, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes. If you have any questions or comments about the show, please email us at secrettransmission@hotmail.com. Now please stand by for a mini podcast of Kids Explain Everything. It's a special podcast for little kids to explain the spooky and scary. This first mini podcast is about vampires.
Kids Explain Everything.
How old are you?
5.
Oh, yeah.
What are you about to say?
I don't know. Come here. Sit in my lap. All right. Tell me everything that you know about vampires.
I don't know.
What do vampires do?
They suck your blood.
They suck your blood.
Mm-hmm.
What else do they do?
eat people.
They eat people?
Yeah.
Do they bite them with their big long fangs?
Yeah.
What else do they do?
Run fast.
They run real fast?
Yeah.
How do you kill a vampire? Huh?
You do that.
You put a stake in their heart?
Yeah.
Do you like vampires?
Mm-hmm.
Are they scary?
I like them.
You like them?
Yeah.
But they're not scary?
No.
What's wrong?
I am a vampire.
You're a vampire?
Yeah.
What kind of vampire?
Like it's got the long nose, like that.
Like it has the pointy nose?
Yeah.
Because they change their face?
Yeah, like I be that kind of vampire. Not like it says a long hair, like it's got the up black hair like it, like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did we just watch the Lost Boys movie?
Why?
Is that what we just watched?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Is it your new favorite movie?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna say bye?
Bye. Kids are playing everything.
And that wraps up the very first episode. We hope you come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
Mr. Pop. Eat.